We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T, America's best network. Natty Light Seltzer. This basketball season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. And by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk.
Kick back, Doolittle, feed low, Manic wide open, and he slams it. It's a 9-0 Sooner run.
Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, this is Sooner Sports Talk. Here is your host, the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland.
Hi, everybody. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, and welcome to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. On a Thursday night, it's time for Sooner Sports Talk. Over the next 60 minutes, we're going to talk basketball and a little gymnastics tonight. In the second half hour, national championship winning coach, four-time national championship winning coach, KJ Kindler will be alongside Sherry Cole out and about, although her team is red hot. They've won three in a row after another big win a couple of days ago here in Norman. But KJ will be alongside in the second half hour. But right now, please help me welcome the head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, Lon Kruger, everybody. Hi, sir.
How you doing this evening?
I'm doing great.
Great.
I'm doing good. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Same to you and everyone here tonight.
The night has been started in a solid manner already. Cheryl has brought us some fudge, some Christmas fudge. So
can't beat it.
It's all downhill from here.
For sure.
Yeah. What have you got your Christmas shopping done, Coach?
Yeah, probably as much as I'm going to get done at this point, you know. So Barb helps a lot yeah, in that area. So we're pretty well covered there. But yeah, big game on Saturday. Then we've got a break until the guys come back the day after Christmas. So a few days in there to sneak in a little bit of last minute stuff. But it comes on pretty quickly.
What are the? Let's see. I'm trying to think of what ages the grandkids are all at right now. What are they into?
Yeah, Angie and Mike. There's a granddaughter at 7, 4, and 1.5. So, and then Kevin, of course, and Allie had their first one just 2 months ago. So they're 4 total now, and they're growing fast and a ton of fun.
Are they coming to see Grandpa for Christmas?
Well, we'll be able to sneak out to Vegas for a day and a half, right there during the break before Christmas, see new baby Cameron there, and then we'll catch Angie's group on the other side of the New Year's.
Ah, that's great. That's great. I know how important family is to you. And of course, what you want for Christmas is a win on Saturday, right?
No doubt about it.
Stick a W under the tree. Yeah. Sooners, a couple of tough losses on the road since we last got together. At Wichita State on Saturday, 80-75. At Creighton on Tuesday, 83-73. And we'll talk about these games individually, but you kind of knew going into this a two-game stretch here. You were in for a couple of doozies on the road, didn't you?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, two really good teams, hard places to win. Didn't feel like we played as well as we needed to win. And we've got to play better, but still, you know, battle to learn a lot. You know, different guys stepping up at different times, need more guys to get more comfortable, to get more reps, and that's what we're doing at this point. And yet our depth isn't quite, you know, getting the results that we thought we would get or we need to get. So we got to keep plugging along and, you know, keep throwing them in there and getting some good minutes.
Such a difficult thing, I would imagine, to try to develop depth and win basketball games at the same time. You want to get guys more minutes so you can get your starters some more rest, but you can't sacrifice production. So how do you walk that line?
It's a line to walk for sure, and certainly winning a ball game, and our guys know this. I mean, we're competing to win a ball game, and in fact, I think not being able to get enough production out of enough minutes against Wichita State, I thought, you know, wore us down a little bit late in that ball game. They beat us on the boards all night, but they had some big end ones there, midway later in the second half that I think was a little fatigue as much as anything else. And they're good, and they're good. And then, again, Creighton's good. They've got great guard play, and they play small, and everyone can shoot it. So different styles, good for non-conference play.
I thought Alondis and Victor gave you good tough minutes when they were in against Creighton. Alondis gave you some points, and Victor picked up some fouls. He kind of got in foul trouble there. But they really battled for you, I thought.
And we need those two. They're big bodies, they're athletic bodies, very talented. I think both will play more and more. I think both fouled out in the Creighton ball game. I thought both played their minutes pretty well. And, we're getting more comfortable. Again, need those guys to do that to help us in Big 12 play.
If you're listening across the Sooner Radio Network tonight and our over 30 affiliates out there, if you got a question for Coach or a comment or Coach Kindler later on, you can tweet us. The Academy Sports and Outdoors inbox is at OU on the air, or you can tweet me at TROOU, and we'll pass along your questions for the coaches. Our opening segment brought to you by Noble McIntyre at McIntyre Law, the law firm you should turn to for all of your personal injury needs. I'll kind of go backwards here a little bit, but it's got to be nice to be back home Saturday. It's going to be a full month between when you last played a home game and this one on Saturday.
That's very rare for this time of year. Certainly you got a week of finals in there that takes up a bit of that, but an opportunity came up to play a couple of road ball games, that is not normal, perhaps, and we jumped at that, and good experience for our guys. You know, you're on the road, you're battling tough crowds, great environment. Wichita State and Creighton both, just outstanding crowds, very much Big 12 road game-like environments, and we've got to build to that, of course, here at home at some point, but hopefully we can start that on Saturday.
We commented on the broadcast in both those games. It felt like conference games. The atmospheres felt like conference games. Talk about your scheduling philosophy a little bit when it comes to, because you've been great at building, and Mike Shepherd, I know you're going to give him credit, at building non-conference schedules that have benefited you in the eyes of the NCAA selection committee. So what is your philosophy when it comes to home games, away games? What do you like to put together there?
And you're right about Mike Shepherd. He really does his research. He tries to put together a schedule that allows us to have the best opportunity for an at-large bid. Should anyone not win a conference championship, then you got a lot of at-large opportunities. And we've been very fortunate the last couple of years to play very well in the non-conference to get a foundation from which selection to determine was a result of that. So we don't mind going on the road. We don't mind playing tough people. I think our players enjoy it. Hopefully the fans enjoy it. And sometimes you don't win as many as you'd like to, but you learn from it, benefit from it. And certainly scheduling that way, not only do you have to play them, but you have to win a few of them too.
Sure.
And we've won a few this year, but the last couple we've let get away, and we've got to bounce back in the right column.
A couple of those are assigned for you in the Big East Big 12 Challenge, which this was the other night. You're going to play the Big 12 SEC Challenge coming up in January, but a lot of it you get to schedule yourself. Do you just give that to Shep and say, you let me know who I'm playing and I'll show up? Do you sit down and say, all right, we want this many Power 5 teams, we want this many on the road? Is there a formula that goes into it? Or
there in terms of strength of schedule more than anything else, and certainly winning road games is a big plus in the eyes of the selection committee. So we like going on the road. The neutral site games are always very positive. But yeah, Shep will kind of identify potential candidates. He'll put things in place, and then we'll talk about it. And certainly, though, he's got a good idea what we need to do, and we pretty quickly sign off on whatever he's got in store.
He's kind of a master at it. Let's take an opening timeout. We'll dive into that game against the Shockers and the Blue Jays and get a preview of Johnny Dawkins' UCF Knights coming to town on Saturday when we come back. It's Sooner Sports Talk here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. We're brought to you by AT&T.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Dr. Tim Shannon, Dr. Mark Revels at Orthodontics exclusively are proud to present the junior captains of the game and are pleased to honor these guests as they take the field or court with your OU team captain. For info on how your child can become a junior captain, go to orthoexc.com. Sooner Sports Talk, Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. It's our last show of 2019. After tonight, we'll take a couple of weeks off, and we'll be back with you in early January. And that is when conference play will begin. Big 12 season is right around the corner, but a couple of more games before that. And they are at home starting Saturday against UCF. The Knights of Central Florida. Let's just talk about that while we brought it up, Coach. Johnny Dawkins is the head coach, the former Duke great, whose team we got to see firsthand last year in Columbia, South Carolina. They were in the same location that Oklahoma was. They weren't in the same bracket, but the same location. And darn near beat Duke. Had a layup there to beat Duke at the buzzer, but didn't get it done. He's got, I guess, another good team. They're 9-2 this year. What do you like about these guys?
They're a very good team. They're big. They're very big. They're 2 6'11" guys inside. They back up each other. Taco Fall, the big guy, 7'5" guy, moves on, but they come back with 2 6'11" that are both really, really good players. Then the perimeter guys is kind of interesting. You got like six guys between 6'4" and 6'6", and they're interchangeable. They all attack. They all shoot it. It's an interesting matchup, but they're big. They're big. They're very very physical. They do a good job. They've won 6 ball games in a row, and our guys, after watching them on tape a little bit, know how good they are.
How many, you mentioned Taco's, I think he's with the Celtics now, but how many of the guys that were on that tournament team last year are back this year? A good number of that
team?
Yeah,
there was a good core. Core back. Yep, absolutely. Again, a couple guys that really shoot it well was there last year, and again, they've got 3 or 4 guys that are red shirts, so they're older as a group. And, again, know how to play. You know, Johnny does a great job, and they'll mix in a little zone with man, and they've got good pace to the game, and they play a lot through their postmen. They throw the ball inside more than probably anyone we've seen so far.
I was going to say, you haven't seen that a lot yet
this year, have you?
Because they are, you mentioned they play with pace, because they are bigger, are they more of a half-court team, or do they like to run a little bit?
They'll be probably average in that way. Like most teams, they'll take a break when it's there. They won't overdo it. They handle the ball well. They'll take care of it. They'll move the ball, like I say, throw it inside more than most teams we've played so far. So we've got to do a good job of helping in there, but not so much that it frees up shooters on the perimeter.
Always interesting. I think it's going to be that way all year for you with Christian Doolittle specifically. Well, and Brady Manick too, because there's going to be situations against some big bigs. Sounds like you got some Saturday. Well, West Virginia's got a football team this year. Kansas has a couple, 2 or 3 7-footers where you're going to be outsized in the post, and you're going to have to figure out how to deal with that. But on the other end of the court, they've got a problem with your guys, with Brady and Christian, because they can step out and hit the three. So this is something that you've seen a lot this year, and I would guess something you see a whole lot in conference play too.
Very true, and the key there is holding our own on the boards. You know, I think we've got an advantage on one end with Brady and Deuce stepping away from the goal, but then fighting like crazy on the defensive end in terms of rebounding the ball. So we got to get our guards a little bit more active, going down in there, helping the two bigs more on the rebounding side of it. And then also, again, some of those teams, like you say, will play more inside out than teams we've seen to this point.
Let's look back at the Wichita State game quickly. Kind of the subplot to that game was Austin Reeves returning to the school where he spent his first couple of years. They were all over him from the minute he walked in the door. They were booing him. Every time he touched the ball, they were booing him. He had a bit of a rough shooting day, but all in all, how did he handle everything?
I thought he handled everything, you know, really well. Emotionally, he didn't play in terms of making shots as well as he wanted to, but I was proud of the way, you know, he didn't get involved with the crowd. He didn't do anything that they looked back on and said he wished he hadn't done it, because they were pretty tough on him, you know, which is understandable, I guess, from their perspective. But Austin's a great kid. He went about, you know, the transfer in exactly the right way. You know, he didn't sneak out of there. He went in and talked, and that was all above board. So Austin, again, he'll bounce back. And I think he's ready to start playing better. You know, we need him to do that. We need you know, some other guys to step up and play their minutes better. But again, I think they've had some great experience, and again, it's a great practice group, and we need to transfer some of that to the game on Saturday.
It's only been 10 games. I guess my amateur analysis of Austin Reeves so far is he's been spectacular. I think he's 2 or 3 in the conference in scoring. He gets to the line. He's drawn somewhere in the neighborhood of 60 fouls already this year on opponents. It seems like he has to work awfully hard for his shots sometimes. Would you like to see him get easier shots somehow, or
exactly? Yeah, exactly. In fact, our conversations with him, you know, tend to be along the lines of, you know, more efficiency. You know, fewer dribbles, more pop-up jumpers. You know, not getting into a crowd as much. Give it up, get it back. You know, he's really competitive. I mean, he's really confident. So he thinks he can go through any 2 or 3 guys. You know, but you know, if he can get in there and kick it and then go through and come back, you know, you're going to get it back. And so I think efficiency is probably the key there. He hasn't shot it for as good a percentage as he's going to. And I think part of that is just the degree of difficulty has been a little bit higher than what we need it to be.
The fun part about him is going to be he is so competitive. You can see that. And I think whether it's in Wichita or Omaha or Lawrence or Morgantown or Stillwater, he's going to be the easy guy for the opposing crowd to not like. Just because he's emotional and plays so competitively. But it seems like maybe that even drives him a little bit. I don't think he'll mind it.
No, not at all. He's very comfortable with that. And, you know, again, he's like you say, he shot 14 free throws in the last ball game. And he's done that, you know, one other time, you know, on the season. Because he's attacking all the time, he's throwing his body around, no fear at all. But, again, I think he'd like to be a little bit more efficient, a little bit you know, fewer dribbles, more pop-up jumpers, and he's working on that right now.
We didn't have any of the flopping warnings this week, but we have had a couple this year that have been called in games you've been playing. What do you think about this new rule?
It's pretty much a non-factor at this point. Unfortunately, you know, what's going to happen, because it's, you know, I'm not sure why they worried so much about it. You know, again, you know, kid flops, you know, the officials, you know, have to determine whether or not he flopped or, you know, just like they do now. But I think there's going to be some games lost because of a flopping call late after they've already been given a warning.
Yeah.
And that's too bad because, and again, too many times now we're seeing a guy goes in and there's contact and he falls, but not enough to deem it a charge. But now they're calling that a flop. And, you know, the degree of contact there, I guess, if it's not, you know, it's not like the kid flopped. He just didn't get run over as it relates to it being a charge. But so I think there's a pretty wide range of subjectivity there that will end up being a tough finish in some ball games at some point.
Seems like through the years when there's a new point of emphasis or a new rule like this, you might see a flurry of it early in the year, and then they kind of back off of it later, hoping that they train people to knock it off. I don't know that we've seen a flurry of flopping calls, but first couple of weeks – everybody's trying to figure out, what are they doing when they do this thing? I think there's a couple of officials that really like calling it. But do you think once we settle into conference play, it'll become maybe less of a deal?
I think so. And I think probably there's been less flopping because of the emphasis on not doing it. So maybe that's why it hasn't been as much. Maybe it's accomplished what it was intended to already. But I'd like to see their focus going more toward the traveling and the physical post-play and all the things that have been points of emphasis for the last dozen years, and that hasn't changed. So we need to make progress in those areas.
They keep giving them one more thing to worry about every year, right. Don't they? All right, let's take a timeout. Back with more with Lon Kruger after this here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue.
The Christmas season is about spending time with ones you really care about. And Academy Sports and Outdoors is full of the sporting goods and outdoors gear you need to have fun with family and friends. Whether you're cheering on your favorite team or having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has the best brands at the best prices. Shop great brands like Nike, Adidas, Yeti, and so much more. Visit your nearest Academy store today or shopacademy.com.
Brahms Bacon Mushroom Swiss Burger and Chicken Sandwiches are making a comeback. All loaded with unmatched flavor and savory goodness that every burger lover can appreciate. Mushrooms seasoned and marinated to perfection. Crisp strips of bacon and real Swiss cheese make this burger stand out against the crowd. And did we mention you can get it as a grilled or crispy chicken sandwich? Hungry yet? Get to your neighborhood Brahms for a Bacon Mushroom Swiss Burger or Chicken Sandwich today.
Just okay is not okay, whether it's cheerleaders or your wireless network. AT&T is America's best wireless network. Best network based on GWS One score, September 2019.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Time to order dinner. I should see what the kids want, too. Ordering Whataburger online. What you want? Double meat with cheese. Cool. With grilled jalapenos. Okay, and lots of add-ons from everyone. Oh, my goodness. Good thing you can order online and save favorites for next time. Good thing there's Whataburger.
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Chili, chili, chili!
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime, Roma tomato, hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
Children are not little adults, so when a child is sick and needs medical care, you can be comforted knowing the doctors, nurses, and staff at the Children's Hospital at OU Medicine are experts at treating children. And we use equipment designed specifically for children. So whether your child has a snotty nose, a congenital issue like a heart defect, or experiences a traumatic injury, trust the Children's Hospital at OU Medicine to provide the treatments and procedures needed specifically for a child's growing body.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Athletics. Stop by the Sooner Shop at Oklahoma Memorial Stadium or visit them online at shop.soonersports.com. Great place to pick up some last-minute Christmas gifts for the OU fan in your life, the Sooner Shop. Welcome back. One more segment here with Lon Kruger at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. KJ Kindler standing by. She'll be coming up very soon. It'll be OU and UCF coming up 1 o'clock on Saturday inside the Lloyd Noble Center, folks. Come on out. You're doing your holiday shoppings on Saturday. Hit the malls before or after the game, but make sure you are in the LNC at 1 o'clock. It's been a month since we've had the opportunity to provide a home crowd for these guys, so let's make sure it's rocking on Saturday. We are in the third segment of the show, and I haven't said one thing about Christian Doolittle. Well, I may have asked one question, but three straight games of 20-plus points. He appears to have really found a comfort zone on how he wants to go about scoring for you, where his shots are. Every once in a while, you'll see him maybe take a slightly questionable shot, and then he corrects himself, and he's right back in. And the three-pointer is very much a part of his game this year.
It really is. He's playing great, and it's so good to see because, you know, for the last couple of years even, you know, even his teammates encourage him to be more aggressive, you know, to shoot the three in a game because he's always shot it in practice. But he's very conscientious. He's very doesn't want to make a mistake, and we all the time are saying, you know, let it go. You know, go screw up a couple times. That's okay. You know, don't worry about it. But dude's kind of particular in that way. And but now it's great to see he settled into to being that guy that wants the shot. He wants the ball late. You know, he doesn't mind failing. And that's a key part of being able to go out and be successful.
Is there anything specifically on the offensive end that he can add or you would like to see him do more?
Yeah, I tell you, right now, you know, we'd like to see him maybe attack the paint a little bit more and then finish when he gets to the rim in a variety of ways. You know, right now he's a little bit, you know, sometimes going fast when he gets there, maybe a little bit out of control where he doesn't finish the layup and maybe go off 2 feet, draw a foul, get you an and one. You know, those types of things. A little bit more physical at the rim, which I think he's capable of doing, but he's really shooting the ball well. He's moving the ball well. He's very good defensively. So a lot of upside with Christian.
He seems to me, watching him behind the scenes, to be always been kind of a quiet young man. But this year has been more vocal, more of a leader. Is that because he's a senior and it's come naturally, or is that at your request?
A little of both. Certainly we're wanting him to do more, and he's very willing. But still, like you say, he's a little bit naturally quiet, and yet we need someone to step out. We don't really have that vocal guy that's comfortable stepping up and you know, getting a little bit crazy and a little bit rowdy and getting the other guys stirred up. So we're still looking for that a bit, but Christian's moving in that direction.
Got some questions in-house from Don. Do you plan on keeping Manic in the middle, or do you hope that one of the bigger guys will step up on your bench?
We need Kerr to step in and give us more. We need Victor. Even though he's not real tall, he's got that ability to play, you know, four or five, either spot. But we need to be able to, number one, give Brady a little bit more rest. You know, he and Dew are playing too many minutes right now, and we need those other guys to step in there and play their minutes better so we can get those guys a little bit more rested.
What number would be ideal, number of minutes per game?
Well, last couple, Dew and Brady both been in at 36, 37, which is you know, probably 4 or 5 minutes too much. Okay. You know, we'd like to be
low 30s.
31, 32 would probably be the best number.
Bob in-house says, were the 3 9-day stretches without a game by design?
Not necessarily, although it sometimes you're dictated to on one end or the other. Final week is one of those stretches. And then we had the tournament, the Hall of Fame tournament in Kansas City, and when you do that, then that tournament, they assign 2 other games for you to play at home.
Yeah.
So you're a little bit without control of those to the degree that we'd like to be. But this year was a little bit different in that way.
And Stacy Wright in the house. Where's Stacy at? Stacy, will OU beat Kansas at least once this year? We clobbered them last year, Stacy. Remember? Knocked them. That was the game that officially ended the streak.
That's true.
For Kansas.
That's true. No, that's absolutely true. We've got them early in the conference season at home. So we'll number one ranked team in the country and big team on the inside. Good guard play. It'll be a challenge for everyone, but always look forward to those.
I'm going to ask you about some areas you're really excelling in right now, and I'm going to knock on wood when I do. I don't ever want to jinx these. But you're the number one free throw shooting team in the Big 12. Did you expect to be this good at the line this year?
I think the key there is the right guys are going to the line. Yeah. You know, a lot of times, you know, when you got Austin and Christian Doolittle and Brady Manning shooting the majority of your free throws, Davion Harmon shooting them well, then you're probably going to shoot them for a good, you know, pretty good percentage. So the guys that are you know, getting the ball in situations to be fouled are coincidentally, I guess, good free throw shooters, and that's good.
We've been doing this. This is the ninth year. You and I started the same time here at OU. And I bet 15, 20 times a year in our postgame interviews, you've said we got to value the ball more. We've got to value the ball more. You're averaging single-digit turnovers a game. I think you're number two or three in the nation in fewest turnovers per game. Was that expected?
That wasn't based on our play in June and July. We were throwing it around pretty good. But I think because of that, maybe guys' attention was drawn to it, and they maybe concentrated, focused a little bit more on taking care of the ball. And yeah, it's been a pretty good club in terms of handling the ball well.
And the other area, until Tuesday, was not fouling. You've been outstanding. Again, top 10 in the nation and fewest fouls per game. Now, it got away from you, both teams, a little bit on Tuesday. The whistles were a little crazy in that game. But, you know, if you're not turning the ball over, not fouling, making your free throws, that's a pretty good formula right there.
Not bad. Not bad. And I think defensive field goal percentage has been good.
Yeah.
You know, we just have been very streaky shooting the ball. You know, and it looks like we may be that way for a while. But hopefully we can help that with a little better shot selection. Again, we don't, have a lot of guys who just naturally – great shooters from the start. They've worked at it. They're better. And yet, maybe our shot selection needs to be a little better.
Davion had, it was the best of times. We had a Charles Dickens week. He played great against Wichita State and had a hard time hitting a shot against Creighton. That's probably the way it is when you're a freshman, huh?
I think we're reminded that nine of these guys are new to the program. And we're still searching a little bit. We'd like to be a little further along in terms of being consistent at this point. But, again, non-conference play sometimes affords that opportunity to look at different combinations and try different folks in different roles. And typically they determine what their role is by the results they get. And yet we'd like to see a little more consistency to make the job easier to determine who goes where and who's doing what.
All right, last question. We'll cut you loose. You got a big UCF team coming in on Saturday. What's going to be important for you to win that game?
Got to do a good job with their big guys inside. They play through their big guys. We've got to not only have Brady and Kerr and our big guys battle, but our guards got to get down in there and help a little bit. We've got to get ours in transition. We've got to push the ball a bit more aggressively, attack a little bit more, make plays for each other. I think all things that we've kind of leveled off a little bit in those areas. We need to get back to being a little bit more on the attack.
Good luck, Coach. Thanks for being here
tonight.
Thanks,
Toby.
Merry
Appreciate
Christmas.
It. Thank you.
That's Lon Kruger, everybody. Let's take a timeout. KJ Kindler coming up next here at Rudy's at Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
With the new OU Rewards credit card from MidFirst Bank, you can make purchases and earn rewards while also supporting the OU Sooners. Plus, you'll also enjoy a low intro APR on purchases and balance transfers for the first 12 billing cycles. The OU Rewards credit card is available exclusively at MidFirst Bank. So apply today at midfirst.com/OU Sooners and put some boomer in your purchases. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Just okay is not okay, whether it's cheerleaders or your wireless network. AT&T is America's best wireless network. Best network based on GWS 1 score, September 2019.
At OG&E, we're proud of our partnership with the University of Oklahoma. To secure tomorrow's workforce, OG&E provides scholarships and internships each year, recognizing students in engineering, math, sciences, and more. In short, those who will power our state's bright future. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
At Marianne's Rentals for special events, they'll take it to the hoop for you. They'll hit the three-pointer to make you happy. When you call Marianne's Rentals for special events at 751-3100, your next corporate event, birthday, wedding reception, holiday party, or any special event will be a slam dunk with Marianne's. They'll give your special event the full court press to make it the best ever. If your special event needs that fadeaway jumper at the buzzer for the win, call Marianne's Rentals for special events, 751-3100. It's up and it's good.
Hey Sooner fans, Toby Rowland here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen. Whether they're in Norman or on the other side of the world, globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
Sooner fans, looking for a great way to complement your favorite Pizza Hut recipe this basketball season? Try our Wing Street Wings. With flavors like Buffalo Mild, Medium, or Burnin' Hot, Honey Barbecue, or our new Smoky Sriracha. The options are endless. Get two orders of bone-out wings for just $12 when you order the 5 and Up lineup at PizzaHut.com. Your taste buds are gonna love living on Wing Street.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with OU Extended Campus to honor a patriot of the game every home game this season. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment. And when it comes to service, no one beats OU Extended Campus. Nominate your patriot of the game today at patriot.pacs.ou.edu.
Welcome back to Rudy's, everyone. Sooner Sports Talk, the final edition of 2019. And it is our great pleasure now to welcome in the defending national champion, the four-time national champion, head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners women's gymnastics program, KJ Kindler, everybody.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, KJ.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. You look all Christmassy.
I did. I wore my festive sweater.
I like it. Are you ready for Christmas?
Because you know I wear black all the time.
That's right.
So this is, like, special.
You're really stepping out tonight.
Yeah, I am.
Living on the edge here. Are you ready for Christmas?
I am.
We got all the shopping done and everything?
No, none of it.
Well, you're not ready at all then.
I know.
What's Lou getting this year?
Oh, my gosh. He turns 50 in January. Don't tell anyone.
Oh, my gosh.
But so I have to do double duty, Christmas and 50th birthday.
Are we planning a big car, a big surprise party or anything?
No, of course not. We have a meet like the day before. So
the whole team
he always
celebrate
gets the brunt that. Of it because we always have a competition right next to his birthday.
You're coming up January 4th, right, is your first event out in Anaheim.
Yeah, no big deal. Yeah.
UCLA is going to be there.
Yeah.
What do we got? Cal and Stanford, I think, are going to be there as well.
Yeah, correct.
So right into the fire.
That's
There's
right.
There's no warming up.
I mean, there isn't.
Big boys right out of the block. Where are we right now in preparation? Ready to roll?
You know, you're never quite ready to roll. You kind of have to hit that first meet and just see kind of where you're at.
Yeah.
You know, you think you're in a certain spot, but really you got to get out there and do it. And until you do that, you don't really have a total gauge on what's going on.
I would imagine it's tough, too, because of the holidays.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the school semester has just ended. Mm-hmm. You want to give some people some time off, but bam, here we go, and it's UCLA right out of the blocks, and so it's probably a little tricky to manage all that.
This is one of our earliest competitions of all time on the 4th, and we actually leave on the 2nd because it's on podium, which is also very unusual. Huh. We compete national championships on podium, but usually not this early in the season. So it's good in a way because it's good on their bodies, but at the same time, it's kind of it's a big mental step to go on podium. And then, of course, against that kind of competition, you know, basically California against Oklahoma,
the whole state is taking you on.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it'll be interesting. UCLA has a new head coach.
Yep.
So that'll be interesting to see that transition and kind of what they look like. And I really respect both other programs, Cal and Stanford, so it'll be good. And there's a session before us, too. It's 8 teams, really, in the competition. So Nebraska, Denver, a couple other schools are in the in the earlier session.
You
so we'll
get to
size
see a
up lot
a lot of the competition.
Absolutely.
Explain what you said there about podium being better on their bodies and stuff. Mm-hmm. I imagine it's spring year, and is that what you're talking about?
It's spring year. It's on a basically a wood platform, which is more flexible than concrete, clearly, and even more flexible than the basketball floor, which is what we compete on at LNC.
Right.
So you're just getting a little different timing, and timing is everything in gymnastics. So the landings are a little bouncier, the bars are a little more flexible, beam is definitely a little more.
A little bit?
A little bit, and it sways from side to side, which is never a way you want it to sway.
No, I don't want to sway in any direction.
I know. So it's an interesting thing, but it's good for us to get as much practice as possible.
Is there a way to practice that here?
Not really.
Okay. You've got to
be on the
platform.
Except just be awesome all the time.
I would think the floor exercise is where it would be the timing on that.
Yeah. It is that the landings are usually a little more out of control, especially until you kind of figure it out, you know. Uh-huh. But it's also good because it gives you a little extra bounce. And at the beginning of the year, that's always a good thing to have.
Get a little more height.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about your team.
Yes.
You got a couple of fabulous, more than a couple, but Reagan Smith and Vanessa Denise, I know, coming in. Mm-hmm. Really excited about them?
Very. Reagan was a USA national team member. She was the alternate on the Olympic team in 2016. She's about, 4'11", little spitfire, has an amazing personality. When she takes the floor, you'll notice her. There's no doubt about it. So she's definitely going to, follow in the foots of Maggie Nichols, quite honestly. Uh-huh. And I think her mentoring her this year is a huge thing for Reagan. Because being in the USA program and then flipping over to college, there's a lot of differences. It's very team-oriented, and there's a lot of cues, I think, that Maggie can kind of lead her in the right direction. Vanessa is from the New Jersey area, and she is very elegant, kind of in the same line as Nicole Lehrman, who we lost last year. A very elegant athlete, a little taller, longer lines, but really beautiful.
So you got a spitfire and you got some elegance.
Yes.
It's a good combination right there.
It is.
I would think that's interesting what you say about coming from the Olympic program to college, mm-hmm. where at some level it's team-oriented once you get to the international events, but it's a lot of individual fight just to get to where you need to go, to all of a sudden now it's all team all the time. So that's got to take some retraining of the brain there.
It does. You're grinding it out to earn your spot. You know, when you're a USA team member, you're trying to make the team and you'll move anybody out of the way you can to get that spot. You know, now you're working collaboratively with your teammates, and your goal is a team goal, not an individual goal. And there's a lot of learning to be done through that. The training is completely different. She went from training 40 hours a week to 20. That is a huge change. And I think she's acclimated really well. A lot of athletes feel like they can't get enough done and they can't quite be where they want to be in those 20 hours. But I think she's done a really good job.
How's Maggie?
Great.
Healthy?
Healthy.
That's fantastic.
I know. I got goosebumps just saying the word healthy and Maggie in the same sentence.
Maggie's a senior.
Yeah.
She has been for a while now the superstar of women's college gymnastics. Mm-hmm. Now she's a senior, and she is, the unquestioned superstar, not just of your team, but of the sport. Do you go about it all trying to take a little of the pressure off of her this year, or do you not worry about that with her?
No, I don't worry about that. She's got this mentality where she wants to go out on top. She's worked super hard during the season. She's changed a lot of her routine. She's upgraded and made them more difficult, which as a senior you don't normally see.
Yeah.
She's savoring every moment, and you can tell. Like, she's really enjoying every practice, and she's coming on with a big smile on her face, and I'm just excited to watch her, in this last season. And anyone who hasn't had the opportunity or who you're missing out, you do not want to miss out on her. What a wonderful woman, but also an amazing athlete, great leader. She's really changed the climate of our sport.
Do you try to, because she's had some health issues at times, do you try to, during the regular season, lighten her load a bit, or is that even a thought?
She wouldn't want us to do that.
She won't let you, huh?
But, You know, we obviously make very smart decisions, and if we have the opportunity to do so in certain instances, we probably will do that.
Slide her out of a...
Yeah, she'd probably argue
with
me.
Shh, don't anybody tell
Maggie. Let me out there. I can do it. Yeah, but you know, there may be instances where that would be a good break for her.
Yeah. And then you've got a lot of other talent back around her. Mm-hmm. Jade's back. Olivia's mm-hmm. back. Anastasia. Mm-hmm. Carrie. I mean, you're loaded again.
Mm-hmm. Anastasia, I think, is like one of our most underestimated athletes. Mm-hmm. Kind of like that underdog all-rounder. But I think she could contend for a national championship with Maggie. Like, she's really a special athlete. Beautiful to watch. Always hitting. Has competed in every single competition since she got here. She's really phenomenal. And Olivia Troutman will be doing the all-around this year for the first time. Last year she did bars once, and trust me, we didn't want her to go again.
Oh no.
Okay, like it was not pretty.
Yeah.
But over the summer she worked very hard, completely changed the composition of her bar routine, learned new releases. It's short, sweet, it's perfect for her, and I think she has more confidence in her abilities on that event. She's definitely our superstar on floor. I mean, she could you know, make a run for the all-around as well.
The evaluation, I'm sure, happens before they even arrive on campus as to a specialist versus mm-hmm. an all-arounder. I would imagine that, as you mentioned here, that continues once you get into college. Is there some interesting conversations that take place there, or maybe even some difficult conversations sometimes when you say, I want you now to just focus on the vault? You are a vaulter for us.
Yes, and that does happen, yeah. You know. Or there's times where someone has thought, vault is obsolete to me, and we say, you know what, you're going to start vaulting again. Yeah. And they're like, what? But, you know, we try to pick what their strengths are, but we also have a belief that they can get better on anything that they attempt to do. So we have to get them to buy in a lot of times on the plan. It may be to remove an event. It may be to add an event. It could go either way, but the goal is that they buy in on what we're selling and, yeah. you know, give it their best shot.
All right, I want to take a time out. Last time out of the show, I want to ask you about routines. I love asking you about routines when we come back. And the Netflix movie is, I don't know if everybody knows about this. It's coming out in March, so we'll talk about that as well.
Great.
We're at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue with KJ Kindler. It's Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
William Shatner is coming to Norman, live on stage after a screening of Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, February 14th at Riverwind.
William Shatner here, and I want you to join me as I share behind-the-scenes stories of the filming of Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. And I'll answer your questions, all this, live on stage.
So don't miss William Shatner live after a screening of Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, February 14th at the Showplace Theater at Riverwind. Tickets on sale now at riverwind.com.
Ready? Okay. Give me an S.
S.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me an S.
S.
Give me an O.
O.
It's what's that spell?
So-so.
Are we gonna win?
Just okay is not okay. Whether it's cheerleaders or your wireless network, AT&T is America's best wireless network. Best network based on GWS One Score, September 2019.
The Christmas season is about spending time with ones you really care about. And Academy Sports and Outdoors is full of the sporting goods and outdoors gear you need to have fun with family and friends. Whether you're cheering on your favorite team or having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has the best brands at the best prices. Shop great brands like Nike, Adidas, Yeti, and so much more. Visit your nearest Academy store today or shopacademy.com.
Whataburger has been making breakfast for almost 40 years, and burgers for almost 70 years. So making a breakfast burger with fresh 100% beef, a hand-cracked egg, bacon, cheese, hash browns, and our creamy pepper sauce seems kind of obvious, right? Of course it does. Now. Good thing there's the new limited-time breakfast burger. served 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. at Whataburger.
Best tailgate? It's got to be burgers.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
It subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's got to be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No. Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
At OU Medicine, our mission is to lead healthcare in patient care, education, and research. Hospital rankings by U.S. News and World Report show that we are fulfilling that mission. OU Medicine ranks as Oklahoma's number one hospital system and the Stevenson Cancer Center, the state's only National Cancer Institute designated cancer center, ranks in the top 50 in the nation. To learn more, visit OUMedicine.com.
Cruisin Auto Spa, Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center.
Cruisin now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $20 a month. They also offer full-service unlimited car wash packages starting at $39 a month.
Cruisin provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free wash and vacuum. They also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them in person at 1235 West Main today.
Sooners gear at Academy Sports and Outdoors, preferred sporting goods retailer of OU Athletics. Final segment here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. KJ Kindler is with us today. Again, after tonight, we're going to take a couple of weeks off for the holidays. We'll be back with you the first of the year. Also at the first of the year, KJ's team going to get after it. January 4th will be their opening meet out in Anaheim against UCLA, Stanford, and Cal. Home opener coming up a couple of weeks after that. Arkansas is going to be here. You got a killer schedule again. Mm-hmm. You love putting on good shows for the home folks. I know you're going to have some great meets. Alabama, I think's coming to town at one point. Or are you playing them at their place?
We're at their place.
That's right. That's right. So it'll be a fun year. I want to ask you about routines. I'm fascinated by how, because you design them all.
Mm-hmm.
You design's not the word. You choreograph.
Is that the right word?
All of these. So where was the oddest inspiration that came this year?
Oh.
Were you on the beach? Were you watching Dancing with the Stars? Were you?
No. I don't know. I think we've been listening to some interesting radio stations in the gym. So.
Oh, really?
Our routines have a little bit of a Latino flair this year. Right. Definitely.
Really?
You're going to see Maggie doing Bola Rebola. That's the name of her music. And it's very fun. It's like polar opposite of what she did last year, which was very serious, very elegant. This year, she's going to have a lot of fun out there.
Is that her song or your song? She bring it to you or
together,
you bring it to her?
It was a collaboration on that one. Both.
Really? You found Bola Labola together?
Bola Rebola.
Bola Rebola.
It's super fun.
Sounds
we did.
Something you shouldn't eat or you get
sick. I found it. She also sent it to me. I'm like, it was a match made
it's
in heaven. Let's do it.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Anastasia Webb's doing a Billie Eilish, bad guy.
I love that
stuff. Yes, you're going to love it. I'm telling you, there's some good stuff. Duh.
Yeah.
I had that in there, but we're not allowed to use words, so I had to take
it out. If you were designing a routine for me, what song would you use?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Ice Ice Baby. I really wanted to
do a
throwback Herbie Hancock
Chubby
routine.
Checkers. I know what you're thinking. Chubby Checkers. No, I know what you're thinking.
I think Ice Ice Baby, you could do it.
Smooth. You've never seen anything until you've seen
poet.
Me dance to Ice Ice Baby. I don't want us to get out of here without mentioning the Netflix film. Some people know. I think a lot of people don't. You guys have been involved in the shooting of a feature film. Tell folks about this.
It's called Full Out 2. And the first Fallout was filmed in 2015, and it was actually surrounding the UCLA program and an athlete, Ariana Berlin, that they had on their team. And they were looking to do a sequel, and they gave us a call and said, hey, would you guys be interested in doing it? And I said, are you kidding me? I'm a star. Put me in it. No, we were just like, yeah, let's do it. We thought it was a great opportunity, not only like to boost the sport of gymnastics, but our program and the great tradition that we've been building. So really excited. our veteran athletes had to come back and train again. And when I made the phone call, I thought, they are surely going to say no to me, you know, because they've decided, you know, they're done. Mm-hmm. In April, they're like throwing their grips out.
Eating nachos.
Yeah, throwing their grips out, eating pizza party. And then I gave them a call and I said, hey, how would you like to train again? And, you know, without even hesitation, they all were like, yes, Brenna Dowell, yes, Nicole Lehrman, yes, Natalie Brown, yes. And so they're all in the movie as stunt doubles, uh-huh. which is really cool. And then they got actresses that, you know, look similar to them and behave similar to them. So that was just kind of fun to see. It's, you know, it's a little bit, it's out there. It's a movie for 10 to 13-year-old young girls. I think it's really inspirational. I think it's fun. It's totally cheesy a little bit, you know?
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Hallmark movie in it every night right now.
Absolutely, so 100%. You hit it on the head. That's
how's your acting skills?
You know, I was a commentator in the movie. Mm-hmm. I've gotten several calls from Hollywood.
Have you?
No.
Movie hadn't even come out yet and the word spreading.
Yeah.
So you were
Meg McDonald.
You're doing my job in the movie. Yeah.
Meg McDonald is here. Kelly Garrison here. I'm in the middle, and we're all playing up. And I wrote the script for it.
Shut up.
I did. I wrote the script.
That.
So if you hate it, I did not write it. But I did write it.
How? Why?
Because, you know, they kind of wrote it, and they don't know as much.
It wasn't any good.
Yeah, they don't know as much about kind of that time and space that we went through. And so I wrote out a little bit of the script, and especially that part, and I did help.
You're going to win an Academy Award. We're never going to see you again.
I don't know.
That's fantastic. So it comes out in March.
Yeah, it comes out in March.
Have you seen it?
We're going to do a red carpet, guys. So
really?
Yeah, we're going to do a red carpet. Here? You know, hopefully at the Warren. You know, we've been working with Kenny Mossman on trying to find a great location. And I think it would be really fun for people to come out. They can make a big deal of it.
Thanks for being here tonight.
Yeah.
Have a Merry Christmas. Good
Thank
luck
you.
This season.
Merry Christmas
KJ
to you.
Kindler, everybody. That's going to do it for us until January of 2020. Merry Christmas of Boomer Sooner, everybody.
Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, Sooner Sports Talk has been brought to you by Bud Light. This basketball season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. And by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.